through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest didn't show up, unfortunately, so it's you and me. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524, and since I have nothing prepared, you're going to have to call in, or you're going to hear me just rambling on here. So give us a call at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But if you were listening to the news just a few moments ago, they were talking about how the Ku Klux Klan is beginning to reorganize America, how it's grown 800%, and how the Anti-Defamation League is so upset because the Ku Klux Klan is growing in the United States. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is all phony. I mean, the people who run things in the world, organize the Ku Klux Klan, finance the Ku Klux Klan, they want an enemy out there. They want some place for people who are disaffected to go where they can be watched and monitored. And so you fund these organizations, these radical organizations. You control the radical organizations. They never really accomplish anything, but they're there so that they can keep an eye on the people with the aberrant views. And certainly the Ku Klux Klan is a terrible concept, a racist organization. Remember, we're all children of God, black, white, Hispanic, Oriental, and some are smart, some are dumb, some are wonderful people, others are terrible and criminal people. But we are, certainly you cannot judge people by their race or their background. And we're fortunate to have some wonderful Oriental people in America, very, very productive, very, very capable. I just as we're lucky to have a very capable black people and Hispanic. And who do we have calling in? Go ahead. Who's calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan. It's Elliot Marzulli. Sorry I'm a little late. We got in at like 1 in the morning last night from the Orlando conference. But I'm...
Oh, well, how was the Orlando conference?
Oh, it was incredible, Dr. Stan. 2,000 people. Incredible speakers. The venue was absolutely amazing. It's great to see everybody. It was just a fantastic time.
Okay, fine. Well, why don't you bring our listeners up to date with what's really going on in the world today? Because I think it's still vitally important. And L.A. has a very, very important message, as he points out, that as we look at things taking place in the world, we can look at them certainly from a political and geopolitical point of view, or we can look at them from a spiritual point of view, and they make a lot more sense if you look at them from a spiritual point of view, and that fact that God does work in the affairs of men. L.A., you go right ahead.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. Appreciate it. The buzz at the conference really was about the well over 100,000 troops, Russian troops, on the Ukrainian border. And most of us are familiar with the passages of Ezekiel 38 and 39, which talks about, I'll put a hook in your jaw, talking about Russia, and bring you down to a land that's dwelling in peace, a land of unwalled villages, which, of course, is Israel. And, you know, all of us were kind of like looking at this, just going, man, is this it? If it's not, it's certainly a precursor of what is to come. Of course, John Kerry is doing shuttle diplomacy, trying to go back and forth to Israel. We know that Mahmoud Abbas basically stated unequivocally that he'll never recognize Israel. So we're basically at an impasse with the so-called land for peace. And then the blood moons are coming up, and the blood moons traditionally, not every blood moon, obviously, but from time to time, things that happen on the blood moon have been just incredible for the nation of Israel. So when we look at what's happening on the world stage, and of course North Korea, you know, firing shells at each other a couple of days ago, it's not a bunch of happy people over there. And then you throw the Syrian mess, which has been going on well over 2 years. The fact that there's, I think the numbers are about 150,000 people killed. Look at the instability in the Middle East in general, specifically in places like Egypt and Libya, even in Jordan, Saudi Arabia. There's a great unrest. And then you throw the Trump card, which, of course, is Iran, and the idea that the Iranians have said this over and over and over again. Rouhani has said it. Obviously, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the former president of Iran, has said it. It just continues with this vitriol, this rhetoric that we will wipe out Israel. And what's interesting here, Dr. Stan, is Iran, or as the nation was called into modernity, Persia, is the second nation that's listed in that Ezekiel 38-39 prophecy. So, you know, those of us who follow this look at it and we just marvel, because the stage is definitely set. And many of us wonder, of course, whether Vladimir Putin will get that hook in the jaw and come down south from the Ukraine and do something in the Middle East. It's certainly exciting times.
It certainly is, and of course we just don't know what's going to happen, whether the conflict is going to involve, at least at this point, Russia. Of course, that's Ezekiel 38 and 39, but certainly there's the Psalm 83, and it almost appears that there may be a war preceding Ezekiel 38 and 39. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the Psalm 83 war, Bill Salas, my friend and colleague, was also there at the conference, and Bill and I were talking about Psalm 83 and the political landscape over there and what was happening. It certainly could happen really at any moment. And again, for those of us who follow the prophetic thread of the Bible, it seems like maybe all these things will happen like a 1-2-3 punch. Maybe we'll see Psalm 83, which will lead to the destruction of Damascus, which of course is the Isaiah 17 prophecy, which then may trigger Ezekiel 38-39. The bottom line is we don't know how it all comes down. But we are told, and there are some people who say, well, you know, why should I be looking at this stuff? Well, we're told by Jesus himself, we're admonished by him in the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, that tell us basically, watch and be ready. Look for these signs, wars and rumors of wars, famines and pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places. We're admonished by the Lord himself to watch and understand the prophetic messages and understand the prophetic thread that has been going on through the Bible. There's another interesting fact here, Dr. Stan, and I think this is lost on many people, that when Jesus comes into Jerusalem in his ministry, and we know it as Palm Sunday, and they're throwing down the palm branches and saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. And the people are yelling and screaming and, you know, shouting for joy, and the Pharisees are saying to him, you know, tell your disciples to shut up, basically. I'm paraphrasing here. And he says, hey, the rocks can cry out.
Hold on, L.A.
Okay,
we're going
great.
To a break. We'll be back in just a moment with L.A. Marzulli right here at the American Business.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Thank you.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, L.A. Marzullian. And basically, as we look at what's going on in the world today, we can look at it from a geopolitical point of view, or we can look at it from a prophetic point of view. And certainly Isaiah 17 talks about, the destruction of Damascus. Now, this was it goes back 2,500 years, maybe 3,000 years, somewhere there. And Damascus, in all this time, subsequently has never been destroyed. There's even today, Damascus still stands. There's a lot of destruction there in Syria. Some of the towns are pretty well destroyed, but Damascus still stands. But what does the future hold? Is Damascus going to be destroyed? And the prophecies say that it will be destroyed. And so there's a great deal to suggest that Israel is preparing for an attack on Syria, an attack on Iran, with the full cooperation of Saudi Arabia. And if you think for 1 minute that we are not behind this whole thing, I think you're sadly mistaken. We've been financing the rebels over there in Syria that have killed 150,000 innocent civilians, displaced millions of people. And is anybody in America really concerned that we have killed those people? I mean, we've killed them because we're financing, we're recruiting the terrorists who are coming in. Why are we recruiting Islamic terrorists to fight in Syria, where supposedly we're fighting the Islamic terrorists and Afghanistan and Pakistan? And it's all phony, ladies and gentlemen. It's all phony. And this whole anti-Christian movement is being financed with your tax money. And I fear that one day God is going to bring terrible judgment on America, not because of what the good people in America have done, but because of what they haven't done. Because men and women become accomplices of people they fail to oppose. And what is taking place in the world today is coordinated evil. L.A., you pick up the story.
I will, and thank you so much for having me on, Dr. Stan. I really appreciate it. We were talking right before the break about Jesus and the triumphal entry, and what people need to understand is he's fulfilling prophecies of a letter when he comes into Jerusalem almost 2,000 years ago on that day. In fact, Chuck Missler would say he arranges it, to use Chuck's exact verbiage. He arranges it. He sends his disciples, go into the city, you'll see a colt that's never been ridden, get the colt, say the master has need of it, and bring it back to me. I mean, he's talking about things that are going to happen in the future. The disciples go, they get the colt, they, put their robes on it, and we know the story. Well, what's interesting is directly after that, and this is what's lost in most churches, unfortunately, and this is really the tip of the spear, in my opinion. Right after Jesus does that triumphal entry, he weeps over Jerusalem and he says, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I would have gathered you as a hen gathers her chicks, but you did not know the day of your visitation." And what he's referring to is the prophetic messages that are found in the prophet Daniel, which was written hundreds of years before, telling that until Messiah will come exactly on this moment. 70 times 7, 490 years to the day he comes into Jerusalem and fulfilling that prophecy. Messiah came in. It's the only time in his ministry, as I said, that he allows himself to be presented as a king, which is a fulfillment of the Daniel prophecy. Knowing that and looking at all the prophecy in the Bible, all the prophetic scriptures yet unfulfilled, specifically like we were talking about, Isaiah 17, the destruction of Damascus, the Psalm 83 war, a group of Arab nations come up against Israel, the Ezekiel 38-39 war. The two top players in that, of course, are Russia and Persia or Iran. And we are admonished by the Lord himself to watch and be ready to understand and know the prophetic times in which we live and be prepared.
Yes, we certainly do live in exciting times, and people really have to see what's going on over there. And the whole of the Middle East, I believe, is on the verge of war. You're not reading too much about it. You're reading about the coming football season. You're reading certainly about the tragic mudslide where some, I think, 22, 24 people have been killed in the state of Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking 150,000 people slaughtered in Syria. Why aren't we talking about that? Oh, why? Because your minds are molded, your ideas formed, your tastes suggested of other people who control the media, and they focus your attention on all sorts of things that are certainly minuscule compared with the massive slaughter taking place over in that part of the world today. And I think this is simply just a prelude to really terrible times that are coming. L.A., go right ahead.
You know, Dr. Stan, last night we got in very late from, like I said, this morning when I first got on your show. And, again, I apologize for being late. But we're standing in the airport waiting to get a taxi to where we park our car for 7 days. And as we were waiting there, there's a line of about 25 people. You know, the L.A. airport's very – it's late at night, but there's still a gazillion people there. There's a lot of bustle and horns going and buses and cabs and people and bags and – you know, the typical LAX airport experience, which is just horrible. But it's something Orwellian. It's something out of, like, 1984. This voice comes on the loudspeaker, you know, and then he sounds like this. You know, the USO, you know, everyone in service can go to the USO where there's free movies and soft drinks and dancing and all this nonsense. And look, I'm not anti-American. I love our troops. I get all that. What I don't agree with is endless war and the fact that it's like something out of a bad Orwellian novel, because here's this voice, we salute your service. And it's, we're all supposed to just go, oh, yeah, you know, how jingoistic is that, and wave the flag and all this other stuff. The bottom line is, and I have spoken to people, young men who have come back from Afghanistan, and I have asked them point blank, I said, look, this is off the record. I'm not going to publish anything with this. And all of them unanimously have said it's an absolute waste of time. And quite frankly, it is. Where is the outrage of the American people that for 13 years, we have been in Afghanistan doing what? Someone please explain to me what we're doing in Afghanistan other than blowing up people. I mean, as you pointed out, Dr. Stan, there's like, what, 50 Taliban over there or whatever? I mean, what are we doing? It's endless war, and the American people, for some reason, everything, they're just down with it. It's okay. They give it a pass. And let me just add one thing to it. In Obama's last State of the Union message, and you want to talk about propaganda, it's just unbelievable. There was this young man who is absolutely heroic. I salute him. He's incredible. But in my humble opinion, the man has been duped because he gave – his part of his life, part of his health. He was four tours of duty in Afghanistan, and I guess there was a bomb exploded, and he was really torn up. And in Congress, there was a standing ovation for this young man, and rightfully so, for like 5 minutes or something. He sort of preempted the State of the Union message. But Dr. Stan, from my point of view, I was sickened by it. Because once again, we're taking this Afghan war and putting it up on a pedestal as something like, this is where we should be. It isn't this fantastic. And it's just, in my opinion, it's un-American, because we're in places that we shouldn't be in, doing things that, you know, who knows what. You mentioned Syria, backing now Al-Qaeda supposedly over there. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then on top of that, you know, the home of the free and the land of the brave, yesterday when I went through the TSA, you know, I had a knapsack with all my camera gear in it, my computer in it and stuff. And for whatever reason, it was singled out. And, well, can I look in your backpack? And what am I going to say? No, you can't. And they just take the thing and they opened it up and swabbed it for explosives, Dr. Stan. Ooh, they swabbed my knapsack for explosives. And I looked at the woman and I said, oh, great, another illegal search and seizure. And she said, no, it isn't. And Peggy, my wife, just kind of nudged me and she said, don't even go there. And rightfully so. But I was angry because it is an illegal search and seizure. Probable cause. Why? A knapsack, you know, goes through a scanner. That's not enough. They got to take this thing and open it up and expose all my camera gear. And we had a money bag there from the book conference and all this other stuff. I mean, it is an illegal search and seizure, in my opinion. And yet the American people just, we all just roll over and play dead like it's, oh, it's fine. Here, you want to do a cavity search next? I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Well, but the thing is, of course, this whole war on terrorism is phony. We finance the terrorists. Go back to the 1980s. We finance this whole radical Islamic movement at war in Afghanistan between the Muslims and the Soviets. And we've been financing this movement since then. You've got to have an enemy. And, of course, terrorism is the best enemy money can buy. How we keep our troops there, hundreds of thousands of troops in Afghanistan have rotated through there. What are we doing in Afghanistan when they have less than 50 members, but probably less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda? Why we're guarding the opium fields, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
basically
it.
Our troops are there. You mean to tell me they could just blot out the opium fields? Oh, we couldn't do that. Why would it interfere with the economy there? No, our troops are guarding the opium fields. The Taliban want to destroy them. The Taliban feel that opium is wicked and wrong, and we're there guarding the opium field from the wicked Taliban and want to destroy them. Well, we ought to be destroying those opium fields, but we're not doing it. And the average American really doesn't care. We live a wonderful, wonderful life. But I fear God is going to bring judgment on this American country, not because of what our people have done, but because they have not been willing to stand up and say this is wrong. And they've come to accept these things because we live such a wonderful, abundant life. But I believe those days are soon coming to an end. What are your thoughts?
Well, Dr. Stan, I agree. And we've talked about this before when I've been on your show, that the opium harvest in Afghanistan is up over $1 trillion, $1 trillion per year. And that's really what's going on over there. They are guarding the opium fields. It's a $1 trillion harvest. The question is, who benefits from that money? I mean, I think if the American people really understood what was going on, and people go, oh, well, you know, that's not American, blah, blah, blah. But what about the NSA spying on all of us and you know, every phone call, every email? It's like, where are we? What is this? You'd want to talk about Big Brother. I mean, it's unbelievable. What about people who are held and detained without the rights of habeas corpus? What about that? You know, what about the fact that people are thrown in jail and then they linger there for a couple of years and no charges are brought against them? That's about as un-American as you can get. You know, then we've got tax season is coming up, and this is another thing that I just get completely irate over. I've worked all year. I've taken risks. You know, I'm an entrepreneur. We have a small little publishing company. We take risks. You know, no one is lending me any money to go print books and create DVDs to watch your series. We take the risk. We do all this stuff. We promote our work. You know, we try to do good business, and I think we do good business, and we make a profit. Gee, unbelievable. And there's Uncle Sam at the end of the year with his hand out, and he's going to take his 20% right off the top, which basically is almost all my profit. Isn't that just great? So, again, you know, Jekyll Island, 1913, the whole deal with the Federal Reserve, the income tax, it's like, and I hate to say this, but it's true, Dr. Stan, it's because we're moving into tax season April 1st. We are nothing more than modern serfs at this point. That what our fathers fought for, our forefathers fought for hundreds of years ago in the American Revolution, many people have no idea of what it is. Most Americans have never actually read the Bill of Rights or the Constitution or the Declaration. No idea what the amendments are. I was in an argument with a close family member a while back over gun control. And he was saying, why does anyone need to have an AK-47? And I said, well, are you aware of what the Second Amendment really talks about? The reason why we're supposed to be armed, why we're supposed to be a militia, why we're supposed to have what the government has because of tyranny. And when we go back in history and look at what's happened in other places, we look at Germany, we look at China, we look at Russia, we look at Cambodia, the first thing that they do, the despots do, is they round up the guns. They round up the guns. And once they round up the guns, the populace is unarmed. And the next thing you know, you got 65 million people dying in the gulags, rounded up in Russia, or the 80 million in China, or the millions of people in Germany that perished in concentration camps and gulags. This is what happens. This is what happens. And this is why we're supposed to have AK-47s to fight tyranny.
If you're out there, you have a question, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card. Visit www.greencleanfood.com. That's greencleanfood.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Ladies, are you wanting a deeper connection between your relationship with God and your health? More control over managing your own health? To keep you and your family healthy naturally and economically? More vibrant energy for the things that are important to you? Join me, Master Herbalist and Nutritional Consultant Julie Formby, for a walk through the ancient scriptures on the third Wednesday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m. here on KHNC. Each show is based on my seminar series called Back to Biblical Health for Women, and together we will explore a variety of health topics from a holistic and biblical perspective, all targeted specifically toward women and restoring your new vitality. As my free gift to you, I would like to offer a taste of what Back to Biblical Health for Women is all about. Download a free introductory copy of my ebook at www.yournewvitality.com/radio. That's www.yournewvitality.com/radio. And don't forget to join me on the third Wednesday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, L.A. Marzulli, if you have a question for our guest, who is one of the best informed people as far as prophecy is concerned, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But before we go on, L.A., you want to go ahead and get your website out put in a pitch for your products. We actually carry L.A.'s products. We think they're important. His Watcher series DVDs about what's going on are outstanding, very, very important. His books are important. Why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners how they get in touch with you?
Well, I love it, Dr. Stan. Thank you. It's www.lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net, and you can avail yourself of all sorts of information, which we sell. I'm working on the Trail of a Nephilim Volume 2, and that's what I presented some of those new findings that we'll talk about when the book comes out, but I did present some of the new findings about that at the Orlando Prophecy Conference. And, of course, Watcher 7, which deals with the UFO phenomena. And one of my lectures, Dr. Stan, by the way, was on the burgeoning UFO phenomena and the fact that it is coming soon. Something is coming. Even some of the UFO researchers are now alarmed at what they are seeing because the numbers are just are exponential. Last April, a year ago, the numbers were about 350 sightings per month. They jumped by the end of April to 1,000 a month, and now from the first of the year or from November, December 2013 into 2014, those numbers have been up around 2,000 sightings per month. And some of these in the infrared spectrum, which we have film of, are absolutely incredible. I mean, they are like military maneuvers. We see these balls of light high, high up in the sky, and it's not satellite. They are in formation, like a V formation, Dr. Stan, and they are moving through the skies, the atmosphere, and space at incredible speeds. Incredible speeds. And it's not just one. We've got two or three of these clips from different places of in the world, one in South America, one right here in California, in Bakersfield, way high up in the, up in space, out of the Earth's atmosphere, I should say, in space, and in formation, and these lights are moving. There's another film that we looked at, and again, this is not in the infrared spectrum, but whatever this thing was, it was high up over the Earth, and we call it the scepter because it looks like a scepter. It's this formation of lights, and from these lights are dangling four small balls like Christmas balls that you'd hang on a tree, but they're all lit up. And all of a sudden, without warning, these four balls, which are just hanging from the bottom of whatever this object is, just they're let go, and they begin to fall, and then they gracefully form an arc, and this is where it gets really strange. The balls begin to coalesce into one another to where the four balls eventually become one ball of light, and that ball of light disappears. It's absolutely phenomenal. And we showed that clip, actually, to three or four authors and our colleagues while we were there. Richard Shaw also spoke at the Orlando conference, and we were showing this and interviewing people and getting their take on what they were seeing. So not only do we have what Jesus warns us of, the wars and rumors of wars. Oh, and the earthquakes in diverse places. Of course, the Los Angeles one was a 5.1 or 5.4 here, right in Los Angeles. Now we're talking about the big one and the fear of that and the one in Yellowstone. And I've been harping on this forever, which is why people need to get 4 to 6 months worth of food and water and have a bug out place and understand that the times we live in are just absolutely unprecedented. But we also hear from Jesus who warns us there'll be signs in the heavens. The powers of heaven will be shaken. We know that. These are his words, not mine. His words, and they are a warning which we need to hear. And when we look up, what do we see? We see exactly the type of thing that I think he's warning us about. We are seeing signs in the heavens. And to ignore all that is going on, in my opinion, is to do so at our own peril.
I agree with you. I think we're living in truly prophetic times. I think that we're just on the verge of something major. And as I said earlier in the program, go up on the Internet and just type in Israel threat Syria, Iran, and you'll find within the last 2 weeks why Israel is on the alert in preparation for coming attack on Iran. Now, maybe this certainly is to be a red herring, but maybe it's not. The one thing is we're not hearing about it here in America because the media is controlled, but there are a number of articles. You can find them on the Internet. You're just not going to find them in your local newspaper, and that's not what the controlled radio or controlled television is going to be talking about. So certainly I think L.A. and the others who are on the front lines of this battle and certainly are well aware of what's going on. It's simply that the average American isn't, because our attention is being focused elsewhere. Our minds are molded, our taste forms, our ideas suggested largely by men we've never heard of, those people who control the media. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And of course, L.A. has done some wonderful, wonderful work on certainly on these beings. Certainly, they're not human. The very question is, these are the giants, the Nephilim, finding the skeletons. Do you want to just touch on that, L.A.?
Well, I'm a Nephilim?
Yeah.
I love you, Dr. Stan. This will be, we have been talking about all this in our Watchers series, of course, and in my books. I've written 8 books. I'm working on 9. On the Trail of the Nephilim is probably our best-selling book that we've ever printed. It's an oversized book. It's 8.5 by 11 with 4 color printing in it. It's over 120 color photographs. What we discovered in Peru, ancient megalithic structures, huge rocks and with polygonal shapes. Some of these things weighing over 120 tons move from 40 to 50 miles away and yet set with absolute precision in a place called Sacsayhuaman and Ollantaytambo and other places like Cusco. I just returned from Peru actually about 30, 40 days ago. We were down there actually in January this year, so I guess a little longer than that. But what we saw, again, was incredible. And I just want to set the record straight. There was a video that went viral about a month ago, and Brian Forrester had posted that. And this was from samples that were sent to Lloyd Pye, or that Lloyd Pye, I should say, had in his possession. Lloyd Pye was a researcher. He passed away, I think, last year in December. He was a researcher, and he had a skull called which he named the Star Child skull. And Lloyd Pye had these samples, and he gave them to a geneticist, and the geneticist wrote Brian Forrester, and then Brian emailed me with the results. And basically, and I have spoken to the geneticist, and again, this is, we can't point to this and say it's conclusive proof because there's really no chain of evidence yet, but we're sort of on the trail, and I'll get to that in a second. But what was alarming to both Brian and myself and others is that the mitochondrial DNA, which was taken, that Lloyd Pye had tested, apparently did not match anything in the genome at all. It was not human. And when Brian and I heard that, of course, we were just taken aback by that. And this, of course, would confirm at least my hypothesis that some of the elongated skulls in Peru are not the result of cradle headboarding. Cradle headboarding is when you take...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with L.A. Marzulli right here at the American Freedom Net.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off 3 powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free New Vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
You're invited to join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2014 on Monday, April the 14th at the Ramada Plaza Hotel in North Glen. You have your choice of a delicious lamb or turkey entree. Adults are $36, children 9 through 12 are $20, children 6 through 9 are $18, and children under 5 are free. Deadline for making your reservations is Friday, April the 4th. Call 1-800-205-6245 and make your reservation for Passover now. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan back here for the last segment of our morning's program. Our guest, L.A. Marzulli, we're talking about the Nephilim. I mean, is this simply a theoretical consideration? Is this something real? Did they really exist? Certainly there are these skeletons. I say, L.A., has anybody actually looked at the genetic makeup of these abnormal skeletons, these abnormal skulls?
Well, Dr. Stan, this is exactly what the whole ball of wax comes down to. And when I presented on the Trail of the Nephilim in Orlando, maybe a third of the way through the presentation, I just said, look, the audience was, the place was packed, and 1,800 people in the room was just unbelievable. And I said, look, I know that there are people here with deep pockets. What I mean by that, there are people here that can fund this type of adventure, and I can't fund it. I can go down there and do evidence, but I can't do the genome, the full genome on a DNA sample, which cost about $150,000. And I am pleased to say that several gentlemen came up afterwards, and one approached me, and they have pledged $150,000 to the cause, which will go into a separate account, which will have nothing to do with our ministry. It'll be the Peru DNA. We are mounting an expedition with a Peruvian archaeologist to go back down to Peru with all the I's dotted, T's crossed, the whole deal, permits with the Peruvian government, the Minister of Culture, and we have a place where we know where these skeletons are, in a place called the Chongos Necropolis. We are desperately trying to do this to get the samples out of Peru in a legal way with a trail of evidence, you know, a chain of evidence. So it would all be photographed. It's all like, here's the archaeologist, here's where we took it from, here's the coordinates on a map, the whole deal, and then take these and give them to two different labs, and first, of course, do the mitochondrial DNA, and providing it comes up the way we think it's going to come up, and based on the last testing, and this geneticist performed this testing three different times on the sample, excuse me, it came up with the same results, then we would do a full genome. And that's what needs to be done. And people say, well, why do you want to do that? Because it throws a monkey wrench into the Darwinian paradigm. And that's what excited these donors, because it blows the whole Darwinian land bridge, the Beringian Strait, the Bering Strait, where apparently after the end of the last ice age, and this is what people are taught in anthropology classes and archaeological classes, this is the Darwinian paradigm that hunter-gatherers came over to the United States, to North America, following megafauna at the end of the last ice age. Well, whoever these people are, whatever these skulls belong to in Paracas, do not fit that paradigm at all. In fact, we uncovered one mummy at a museum in Paracas, which had strawberry blonde hair. And, of course, most Native Americans, North, South, and Central America, all have black hair, and it's very coarse. This is very fine strawberry red hair. So, again, there's a lot of testing to be done. We are on a scientific mission here to find out what we're looking at, and that's what we're trying to do.
Well, I think it's exciting. I think we're all waiting and looking forward to the DNA analysis, but if they see those pictures of these elongated, very abnormal-looking skulls. Now, are some of these, do you think, actually, because they, as the child was developing, they wrapped something tight around the head so that they'd get this great big long skull? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, and this is where it gets the conversation sort of can get heated. There are those who insist that all these elongated skulls are the result of cradle headboarding, okay? But cradle headboarding is not going to produce 25 to 30% greater cranial capacity. You're just shaping a skull. So we found some skulls down there, and we only had 40 to look at the Paracas Museum. We found several skulls with a cranial capacity of 25 to 35% greater than an adult human. Now, what are we looking at there? How's that supposed to happen? We also found many skulls that only had one parietal suture, and I'm aware that the sagittal suture on top of the skull, which goes from the frontal plate to the occipital plate in the rear, which separates the two parietal plates, can be closed in later in life. There's also the theory that cradle headboarding can close that sagittal suture. I get it. The model that we have is from, and I've had Dennis look at the skull, And from that, the dentition that they estimate the skull between 18 and 25 years old based on the dentition and where the molars and the wisdom teeth are. And they are, and so the skull that we have, there is no sagittal suture. It's completely shut. There's not even a hint or a trace of a sagittal suture. And, of course, what's really bizarre is why do these people get up on a Monday morning and desire this shape in their children? What is it about the elongated skull that they are trying to emulate in the first place? And our theory, our hypothesis is that at the beginning of the diaspora, in other words, when Joshua and Caleb began to conquer the promised land, we know from Scripture that the Nephilim were there. We know that they were there, and there were many different tribes of a Nephilim. Not all were giants. We believe that some of them had different genetic characteristics. For instance, the long necks is the perfect example of just one of those different genetic characteristics. So a friend and colleague of mine, Judd Burton, has postulated, and of course I agree with him and posit the same theory, that many of these tribes begin to flee the promised land as Israel began to push in. Some went northward, some hopped on boats and sailed across the Atlantic and wound up in the Gulf of Mexico and dispersed from there. It's interesting, Dr. Stan, that the Paracas people show up in Paracas, Peru, about 3,500 years ago, which fits the timeline perfectly. It absolutely fits the timeline perfectly. These people come up from, they just appear. We also believe that they had the wheel. And you say, well, what's so important about that? Well, the Paracas pottery is very thin and perfectly balanced. You can spin it. And other pottery from the Inca, the Wari, and other cultures, the Nazca, which come later, their pottery is much thicker, okay? And when you have a potter's wheel, you can create very thin pieces of pottery that are, in fact, perfectly balanced because they are on a wheel. What's interesting is that the Nazca and the Inca and the Maya and the Wari did not have the wheel, did not have a potter's wheel. The potter's wheel only reached these people after Columbus discovered the New World. We know that the potter's wheel was created in the Middle East. So it's another arrow that points in that direction.
We're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. Appreciate it.
Ali Marzulli, we'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Dr. Stan, we live in exciting times, but you realize that there really is another dimension out there that most people don't understand. And Lynn, L.A. Marzulli, has done some wonderful work. And if you haven't seen his DVDs on The Watchers, we carry them. You can get 5 or 6 or 7. In other words, these are numbers and they describe some of the DVDs. If you're only going to get one, get The Watchers 7. And then, of course, we carry Pastor Billy Crone's set. And there are 5 DVDs, and each set of Watchers, UFOs 1 and UFO 2. And, of course, Pastor Billy went up to Area 51 there, north of Las Vegas, where his church is, and certainly filmed this. Fascinating material. There's no question that the UFOs are real. The only question is, where did they come from? Do they come from another galaxy, or do they come from another dimension? And there's no question in my mind they come from another dimension. There's only, we have people working within our government who are in touch with that other dimension. General Stubblefield, Major General Stubblefield was in charge of the military effort to contact the other dimension. I saw a spoon held in my hand that he had actually taken and bent into a complete circle. And no way can a human being do that, but tapping into the other dimension you can. You need to get the information, and I would suggest either Watchers 7 by Lynn L.A. Marzulli, or either Part 1 or Part 2 of UFOs by Pastor Billy. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You want to get them, you want to understand. Oh, we're involved in a spiritual battle. Most people don't understand that there are supernatural forces there. We live in a visible world, but there's an invisible world. We live in a tangible world, but there's an intangible world, and there really are beings from the other dimension. Well, so if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we can certainly use your support. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, 5 days a week. And as long as God keeps us going, why, we'll do it. We do need your financial help to keep doing what we're doing, to pay for our bills as far as the buying radio time. You can listen to our programs by going to RadioLiberty.com. That's my website. RadioLiberty.com, and there, of course, you can watch our DVDs, you can listen to our radio programs, you can read our newsletters, and William Grigg writes them. I usually put a comment on the very end of the newsletter, but we hope that you'll want to get that. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. We have a section there on news around the net. We post something there every day, material that we think is well worthwhile. In fact, I posted something there from L.A. Marzulli just this morning. It won't be up until tomorrow, but basically the things that we think that you need to know about, and very, very simple, you simply go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, look for news around the net, and pull those articles down. And you can watch our DVDs, you can listen to the radio programs. You can read the newsletters, a great deal of material there, things you can tap into, you can link to, and we hope that you'll go to our website. We post things there, which we think are important. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Hope you can join the Radio Liberty family, and so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.